We begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Simen Nun Be'ez Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. Dinei Birchas Pari Priyetz, Abari Pri Adama Shakal. The Halachas, Abari Priyetz, Abari Pri Adama, and the Baruch of Shakal. Aperes Hagdelen Be'ilon, Sif Aleph, on fruits that grow off a tree, Mevarchem Bari Priyetz, we make a Baruch of Bari Priyetz. The proper Nusach is Bari Priyetz, not Bari Priyilon, and similarly, by vegetable, the proper bracha is bari pri adama, not bari pri haaretz. Chazal were very specific in the nusach of the bracha that they established. However, the Steichemet says, if somebody did say bari pri ilan or bari pri haaretz, that b'di'evet is acceptable and he doesn't say the bracha over again. V'peres hagdolu b'adama, vegetables that grow from the ground, v'hem kamin eliftim v'yirakus v'kidneys v'tiras, vegetables, beans, corn, asavim, grass, lettuce, v'varchem bari pri adama, the bari pri adama. Included in that is the bracha on potatoes, that even though they don't actually grow in the ground, but they are in the ground, the minig of most people is that the bracha on potatoes is bari pri adama. V'lay nikra elan, what is considered a tree? El zeh she'anofim sh'loy nisharim gam b'chayarif, something that the branches stay even in the winter. Then when the summer comes, there are leaves that come out of those branches. Even if the branches are very thin. If the branches completely disintegrate in the winter, just the root remains. It's not called a tree. And what grows out of those types of bushes, the bracha would be a peri priyadama. Sif beis, adavash ein gedulim in arutz, however, something that doesn't grow from the ground, can my basar, meat, dog and fish, chol of milk, vina, cheese, became komine mashkim, or types of beverages, chutz men ayayin, except for wine, v'shem zayis, and olive oil, v'varchim shahakal. We make a shahakal. V'teva niya, the bracha shakal niya b'dvaray. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says we say it by the kametz niya, but many are of the opinion to say it with a kametz. But many are of the opinion that they say niya. If a fruit or a vegetable grew in a flower pot, at the minig is to make the bari priyetz or bari pri adama because there's earth there. The question is if something is grown hydroponically, so it's grown in water, not in earth, do you still make the bari priyetz or bari pri adama? It's a different opinions about what is the proper bracha there. Sif gimel kema petriyos, mushrooms, abishen gdilim melachluchas haaretz, even though they grow from the moisture of the ground, in the kosum enem in haaretz el min avir, they primarily get nourishment not from the earth, rather from the air. And therefore they're not called pri adama, and therefore by them the proper bracha is a shahakal. Siftal ema varchem bari priyetz or bari pri adama. We don't make a bari priyetz or bari pri adama. El davishu toiv lechel chai, where it's good, it's proper, it's tasty to eat it when it's raw. The gam had derech lechel chai, and it is something that it was eaten raw. Avim ein had derech lechel chai. If it's not something that's eaten raw, elam avoshel, it's always eaten cooked. Api shutayv lemakam shuchai, even though an argument can be made that it's fine to eat it raw, become makam enachoshu kolkach, it's not considered significant when it's eaten raw, if it's always eaten cooked. And the varchem ala berchasa, and then the bari priyetz, the bari pri adama, is only made kishachlam avoshel when you eat it when it's cooked. Avlam achlechai, but if you will eat this food and vegetable raw, aim of arachal of shahakal, then you make a shahakal. For kavish, something that's left to be pickled, harei kumavushal, has the halacha of kumavushal. Lokena kruv kavish on pickled cabbage, with cabbage that was marinated, varachal bari pri adama, became liach, hu kumavushal, something which is heavily salted. If that's the way it's eaten, that's also in halacha considered a form of cooking that when it's supposed to be eaten cooked, that and make the proper bracha when it's cooked, that's considered a cooked food. However, if there is a fruit or vegetable that can be eaten both cooked and raw, then you'll make the bari priyadama whether you eat it cooked or raw. Sif hay al tznoim on radish. Mevarach bari priyadama, make a bari priyadama. V'kein al shuman abetzolim on garlic or onion kishen rakan when they're soft still. V'dakan lach l'chaim, and therefore they're eaten raw. Api shal piroiv oichlan oisay rak and pas, even though they're normally only eaten with bread. V'komakam gamim oichlan beloy pas, even if you don't eat them with bread, mevarach l'bari priyadama. Aval miskinu, once they get older, shem charifim oy, they become very sharp. Vein dak lech l'chaim, and they're not eaten raw. Misha ach l'chaim, if they're eaten raw, varch l'chaim shahakob. However, Ramosha, the Igros Moshe already writes that b'zman hazeh, nowadays, no one eats raw garlic, no one eats a raw onion, just taking a piece of onion to eat them. And somebody's going to eat a piece of garlic or a piece of onion raw, then the halacha is that you will make a bracha shahakol. If somebody, however, has fried onions, then Rav Moshe says, and the Mishnah Berurah already says this, fried onions is something that people do eat, and because people eat fried onions, then the halacha is that you make a bari priyadama. And the same, for example, if you're eating onion soup, and you're just eating the onions, you're eating an onion soup, then, and the onions are the majority of the soup, then you make a bari priyadama. Besides that, the onions are typically cooked when they're in the onion soup. Dvarim shem toim yoyz kishchaim kishem sevav. Dvarim shem toim yoyz kishchaim kishem v'shalom. But then there are foods that are better when they're raw than when they're cooked. Shabishol, the cooking actually megareya, ruins them. For example, a tomato. Most tomatoes in those times were not eaten raw, were not eaten cooked. So when you eat them in a cooked form, then the bracha shahakel. V'apti shabishlon in basar, even if you cook them together with meat, v'ayidei basar neshtapchu, and by cooking them with meat, they get better. V'komakam ha-basar ikur, then still the meat is the main part of that dish. V'varachim alayim al-shahakel, and then again, on this vegetable, you will make a shahakel if you're eating just the vegetable. But this halacha, that you make a shahakel on the piece of, on the meat or on the chicken that's in the soup, is only if you have a decent size piece of meat, a decent piece of size piece of chicken. But if there's small pieces, these small just shreds of meat and chicken, so even when you have them in a soup, they're not considered in any way significant. And if it's a vegetable soup that has these small pieces of chicken or meat, you'll make a bari priyadama on the vegetable, and you won't have to make any other bracha, not on the soup part, on the liquid part, nor on the meat part. Aval and bishlan she'ofen she'ne ikur, if you cook the if you cook them, and the vegetables are the main part of the soup of the dish, mekam makayim nishtapchu, and they got better through this cooking process. Kegon she'tignam b'shuman, you fried them in oil. U'kiyotz b'varchan le'baruchah ruy lehen. You have a vegetable that becomes better and tastier by having fried them. The mali in mizbash of a mayan, the halacha doesn't differentiate if they were cooked in water or b'shumen udvash, or they were fried or they were put in honey. If now they taste good, it doesn't make a difference if they're cooked or they're raw. If now they're in a very good place, then you'll make a bar priyadama. Sif zayin, mina peres hagruim, but you have poor quality fruit, hagroim hagdel ma'atudim v'koytzim, that grow off thorns, or b'shar lana shiatzim meleim, or on trees that grow by their own, loynata loyinish, that weren't planted, k'may tepuch hayar, wild apple v'adoymer, k'shechayim enru l'chaylu, when they're raw, they're inedible. Abi shabishlo v'tagna b'shvash v'sukur, even though now you cook them or fry them, v'enru l'chaylu, and they're edible, then the bracha will be shahakel. Ava luzin, hazelnuts, even though they grow wild, chashuvim heim, they're considered significant, and you make on them a bari priates. And the same I saw the Paiskun say, for example, is the halacha on a sabra. A sabra is a fruit that grows in Israel, but it grows wild. It doesn't take any specific planting and growing and tending to. The bracha on a sabra is a bari priates.